What do we do now?
What do we do now?
It's time for the best present of all.
Time to start talking.
We have to start talking.
Oh, did you decide to start talking to me?
It is now time to unveil.
It is time now.
Okay, time for the show.
Absolutely. Let's get your day started. 6:12. You got Rick. You got Patty. Good morning. Rain showers. You got it for sure.
What's going on?
47 degrees for you right now. Good weekend, though, because you had a Seahawks win, you had a Mariners win, and you had a Kraken win. So, again, if you are a big sports fan and love Seattle sports, guess what? You got big winnings.
Right on. Big winnings over the weekend.
All right, we're going to work on some Facebook fun. Other people's problems coming up. Nashville news. Also, another chance at $1,000. This is our final week, Patty.
Can you believe it?
I know. It goes by so quick.
Very much so.
Thursday will be a chance at $10,000, but this morning, another $1,000 at 8:20. Grab the KORD mobile app, play along with us, and we'll have some fun with you. Grab the coffee. Grab your Red Bull. Let's get going. Rick and Patty on a wet, soggy Monday. Let's get your day started. 102.7 KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
For New Country, it's 102.7 KORD at 625. Wet, soggy for you. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. Thanks for keeping the KORD plugged in. All right, Facebook, fun to get the day started. Because Halloween is around the corner, I cannot believe how quick we're into the final 3 months of the year, and you know it just buzzes by, Patty.
Of course it does.
So for the Facebook fun today, what's your favorite candy bar? Because we've been talking a lot about Halloween.
I already know. Yours and mine are the same. You like Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yeah, and I think Reese's is the number one most popular.
Now, I will say a close second for me is Snickers.
Snickers, that's a good one.
Remember the payday bars and the $100,000 grand bar.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I like those.
Finally, because there's some of those like Heath bars and $100,000 grand, things that you don't see very often. I will say one of my favorites, which is Idaho, it's called the Idaho Spud. Have you ever seen this?
I only saw it because you did an article on it.
I know. So
I would never know what that is. I would never.
For me, growing up as a kid on the Grand Ronde River, my foster mom would always have stocked up with Idaho Spuds behind. Because remember, I lived in that diner. I lived in the restaurant. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we had Snickers. We always had Kit Kats. We always had Reese's. But yeah, the Idaho Spud. So your favorite candy bar. But yeah, for me, it's got to be the Reese's Kit Kat. I think Kit Kat might be a second.
Did you ever hear of the Nut Goody?
No.
Nut Goody bar? So those were made in St. Paul, Minnesota, just like the Pearson Salted Nut Roll.
Okay.
Is also a bar from the Twin Cities.
I love the Nut Roll. You get those over here. I like those because those are cheap. you get those usually for $2 right there at Griggs Ace Hardware.
Yeah,
or whatever.
You always see them at the hardware store.
Yeah, always at the hardware store. So there you go. That'll be the Facebook fun. Chime in on if you got a favorite candy bar. We want to know. Ours, of course, is Reese's. But there's a ton of them out there. You just don't think about them, but there is. So you can chime in. What's your favorite candy bar? That'll be the Facebook fun. Rick and Patty, KORD.
The KORD Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
On for New Country, 102.7 KORD at 6:39. You got Rick, you got Patty. 47 degrees, light rain. Shout out to you, Al, this morning. Thanks for listening. I know he's headed towards Moses Lake, trucking right along. So shout out to you, Al. Hopefully you're having a great day. Drive careful because it is a little wet and soggy.
We were reminiscing about old-time candy.
We were. So many great ones. The Mountain Bar he wanted to toss out there, which was in Tacoma, created right there with Alvin Roca.
Yeah, and they're hiring.
And they're hiring.
I checked them out.
They're hiring. All right, time for some Nashville headlines. What's going on in Nashville news, Patty?
Well, Dolly is putting the public's mind at ease, letting us know she is not ready to die just yet. Fans were concerned about Dolly after her sister took to social media, encouraging them to pray for Dolly's health. I saw that, too, and got what's going on with Dolly? So Dolly addressed in a video posted on social media where she did say, "Everybody thinks that I'm sicker than I am," and asked, "Do I look sick to you?" Dolly also noted that she is working hard here. She was filming from the set of a commercial shoot where she's promoting the Grand Ole Opry. Meanwhile, Hardy is taking his country album on the road. He has announced a 2026 North America tour in support of the new studio album. This will kick off in February in Ontario. It will continue through August. Hardy will hit several cities in Florida, New York, Alabama, and Texas. Tickets are available now through Hardy's official website. And it's going to be Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, and Bailey Zimmerman set to headline CBS Holiday Special New Year's Eve live, Nashville's Big Bash. The five-hour New Year's celebration will be taking place at Bicentennial Capital Mall State Park in downtown Nashville. And that show, of course, airing live on CBS and Paramount Plus December 31st. More acts will be announced in the coming days. And finally, Brantley Gilbert signed a new deal with BBR Music Group and BMG in Nashville. The label team joined Brantley on stage during his recent Nashville stop on his tattoos tour. To celebrate the news, Brantley says he's fired up to kick off this next chapter of his career with them, and he says he's got some big things on the horizon. We will keep you posted as details become available. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
Hi, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Light rain showers for you right now. Tri-Cities 47 degrees, wet, soggy for you. It is a holiday, if you're curious. And, of course, things are open, things are closed. And we got a complete listing for you right now on the station mobile app if you're heading out.
Is it Columbus Day?
It is Columbus
Day. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
Indigenous Persons Day as well. So it's a combination there for you. Do you realize that it's a federal holiday? It's not a state holiday. So that's what makes the interesting what's open, what's closed list is if you're working for a state agency, you're probably open today. But if you're federal, that's really where you're closed up and different things like that. So almost like 99% of stores are open because, I mean, they don't really look at that holiday. You know,
is Walmart open?
Walmart's
then
open.
Then I'm good.
And that's all you needed to know about today. Also, a lot of things going on this week. I know there's a public fall book sale starting very soon. I see you posted
with the Richland Public Library, man. If you are a book hound, this is your time.
And we're super excited because I'll be participating this weekend on Saturday.
I heard this.
With McCurley Subaru and Pet Overpopulation Prevention. We're doing a big pet adoption event.
Aren't they taking care of the adoption fee or some of it?
Yep, exactly.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so half of that's going to be taken care of. So the nice thing is half price adoptions for some great animals, cats, dogs. And there's going to be vendors out there. Bulldog Bistro is going to be out there. They're new to Pasco. There's going to be a bunch of folks out there, some vendors as well this Saturday from 11 to 3. People don't realize McCurley's got a dog park at their dealership.
Right behind there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a little dog park.
Yeah.
So it's all free. Doesn't cost anything. Come on out. You might find your forever friend. And I know Amanda will come in probably this week with Wet Nose
Wednesday.
She's going
to bring somebody who needs to be adopted looking for their forever home
and be featured. So yep, looking forward to it. Luckily this rain's not going to stick around, and that'll be good for this weekend on the way for you. All right, working on some more music for you. Carrie Underwood's coming up, also other people's problems around the corner. It's 1027 KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027-KORD.
Hardy, Hardy, truck bed at 725. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Well, you know there's some great haunts going on. There's a ton of great haunts going around here, Patty. And one of them is the Othello straw maze. This looks pretty darn cool. Tell me about it.
It does look good. Well, awesome. I just know it's an Othello. They say when the dust has settled, the cowboys have moved on. The Othello Rodeo Association puts on the Othello straw maze. They do it every October.
I know. It looks very cool. So the cool thing is the straw maze opens for viewing from 6 to 7 without scares. And then from 7 to 10, they unleash the Scream Team to fill with terror. It's going to be awesome out there. And it's going to be awesome over the next couple weekends. And it's going to be fun. Gonna be fun, and we want to send you off. That's really where we were going.
We've
want to
got
send
passes.
Yeah, we want to send you off to the Othello straw maze.
Do you want to do a four pack, or you want to do a couple?
Let's make it worth our while. Let's do a family four pack. How about
we
that?
We got one for you.
All right, family four pack right now. Othello straw maze gonna be awesome, fun for you. What caller number you want to take on?
Caller number 7.
All right, caller 7, 547 KORD, 547 KORD. You want to go to the straw maze? We'll hook you up. The family's gonna love it. Scary, scary. Your chance to win next. 1027 KORD.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Get ready, Tri-Cities. It's the Pet Overpopulation Prevention Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, Saturday, October 18th from 11 to 3 at McCurley Subaru. Come meet adorable, adoptable dogs in the Subaru Dog Park and sweet cats in the garage. Enjoy half-off adoptions all day, local food vendors, pet-friendly shopping, and even a pet dress-up contest where the winner scores a mini detailing from McCurley Subaru. Don't miss your chance to bring home your new best friend and enjoy a fun-filled day for the entire family. The Pop-Up Pet Adoption Event, October 18th at McCurley Subaru. Supported by McCurley Subaru, ASPCA. Committed to pets, families, and our community. Right now, it's about 48 degrees. Today is Silly Sayings Day. So if you didn't know, it's Silly Sayings. So what phrase or saying did you hate to hear from your parents?
If Kim Wagner jumped off the Lake Street Bridge, are you going to follow her?
Of course I am.
Are you
going to
do the same thing?
Of course I am.
Yeah.
You make friends,
yeah.
You know. Don't let the door hit you when you're leaving. There's a silly saying for you. What else? There's so many great silly sayings that your parents said. Number one, don't sit so close to the TV. You'll go blind. I love that one. Right now, we're doing some. Our guest room got flooded, so we had to move everything out of the guest room and out of the man cave. And so my TV, I'm in the family room, and so everything's scrunched against the TV. And so
you're not even watching it?
Well, no, I'm up. I'm up against it.
Oh, I see.
Literally,
I'm
like not even a foot away from the TV because that's the only way I can watch the TV right now because all the furniture is in the family room. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to go blind. My parents said I'm going to go blind if I sit this close to the TV. I'm sitting there watching the Chiefs game last night and being that close to the and being that close to the TV. So Silly Sayings Day. What else? Yeah, jumping off a bridge. What else can we think of here? We're going to have some fun with you guys.
I don't know. You put me on the spot.
Well, what did you hate hearing from your parents when you were younger?
Here's one my father always said. Children are to be seen and not heard.
There you go.
I was like, really? Shut up.
I've seen that
Be one. Quiet.
547 KORD. Things you didn't want your parents saying to you. What'd they say?
The first one is, you weren't born in a barn.
Oh, yeah.
And the second one is there's no maid service here.
There you go. Yes.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
No maid service. Thank you for saving us on that. Okay, no maid
Pick
service.
Pick up after yourself.
All right, this is going to be a fun one. Silly Sayings Day. What did your parents tell you that was just absolutely silly? Take more of your calls on the way. You got Rick and Patty.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.
Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty with you, 46 degrees, cloudy skies for you. 7:50, your Monday commutes. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Today is Silly Sayings Day, so we've been taking calls, 547-KORD.
Think outside the box.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, synergy. Remember when synergy was a big thing for a while? Is if we all could combine and had synergy. We've been in too many corporate meetings, but...
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
We need to pivot.
We have to pivot. Pivot.
Let's pivot.
Pivot is a good one. Pivot is a good
one. Can't you just change course? we need to pivot.
We need to pivot on this, need
the word of the day is pivot.
Yeah, there you go. So what phrase or saying did you hate to hear from your parents when you were younger? And be taking your calls, 547-KORD. Robin, do you got one for us?
Yeah. A silly saying that my dad used to say is, if you keep making that face, I'm going to smack you in the back of the head and you're going to stay like that.
Thanks, yeah. Robin, on that one. And Robin said, sadly, her dad passed away a few years back and says that she swears that her kids are still getting slapped in the back of the head from her dad.
Isn't that something?
It's very sweet. Yes. Robin, thank you for the call on that. That's super sweet. 547-KORD, silly sayings that your parents did for you. What do you got?
My dad would give us instructions of some kind. And they would say, now repeat that back to me. And I felt like he was saying, you're dumb enough. You have to repeat it back so I know you got it.
Right.
So I really hated that when he said, now, what did I just say?
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
Repeat that back.
Because we weren't.
You got it?
I mean, you're not wrong. We weren't listening. I mean, I know.
Right.
Even as an adult, when someone tells me something, I'm like, now, what'd they say? I really have to sit there and concentrate. So we hear you. Phrase or silly saying that your parents used to say to you?
We used to, whenever we'd sit, like, for whatever reason, and I think all kids do this. I mean, I still do it as an adult. You stand there with the refrigerator open.
Oh, look, yeah, of course.
Well, you're going to refrigerate the whole house?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. There you go. That's a good, yeah, that's a good
air
one.
Air conditioning the whole house with that? Shut the door.
All right. Silly Sayings Day. More of your calls on the way. Loving the calls. Keep them coming. 547 KORD. You got Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
And
wow,
you had the Kraken also get a win over the weekend. So if you love Seattle and you love sports, guess what?
Three, this is your time.
Three big wins there and super exciting. If you are headed over, though, this week, definitely check the pass report, all of that. We got the complete details about it posted for you right now. Early snowfall in Washington. Over the weekend, I was looking at the White Pass camera.
Yeah.
They're starting to get some snow. I looked at the Stevens Pass camera. They're starting to get some snow. Blewett Pass has already been snowing quite a bit. So if you are traveling to the west side and headed to the Mariners game, headed to a Seahawks game,
you better know before you go.
The good news, Snoqualmie pretty good because the snow levels right now are 4,000 feet, and Snoqualmie, I believe, is 3,000 feet. But you never know when rain's going to hit. And all that. So be aware of that if you're traveling over there. Also, it looks like cleaning out your cabinets Saturday on the 25th, Drug Take Back Day.
It is National Drug Take Back Day. So, yeah, if you have any old, unused medications that you need to get rid of, this is your weekend.
That's how they do it. And the nice thing about the...
And it's safe, and there's no questions asked. So if you have something in your possession that you know you shouldn't be... No questions asked. Drop it off. They're doing it at the police station in Richland.
There you go. Get details about that posted for you right now. The nice thing about the diet we're on, Patty, is we don't take any drugs, none of that stuff, no injections, basically no prepackaged meals, no surgery.
Yeah, I got nothing that I shouldn't have.
Yeah, no exercising, no counting points. Or calories. And you are now, you were just telling me earlier, 50 pounds.
I am. The big 5-0. Can you believe I did that?
That's amazing.
I mean, it really is. And you're down 20-something.
Yes. I've actually been off the diet for months now, and I've not gained a pound back, thanks to our friends right there at Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
But you're following the maintenance plan.
Yeah, you know what? The nice thing about once you get
off... You know the secret.
Once you get off the diet, they say if you live 80% of your life, what you've learned... You can have cheat days and different things like that. I mean, I don't deprive myself of a pizza or whatever I want. But the nice thing is you get right back on it because your body's
trained.
It is.
Well, it's a level of you're maintaining and you're aware. And because you know what? It doesn't just magically fall off. There is some work to it. But once it is like riding a bike. Once you know what you need to do. It's easy.
So here's the biggest turn for me is last year, because we're doing this big Toyota thing. I mean, we're doing the big Subaru thing, McCurley Subaru. I do videos for them every single year for Petaluma.
Oh, you saw how you looked on film or on camera? That's a big turning point for some.
For me, that was like I saw last year's and I saw this year after losing 25 pounds. And I went, wow, I just can't do it. I can't go back to what I looked. I just can't do it.
No, it's hard.
It is. Hard. You didn't realize. You're like, wow, I just didn't realize I let myself go that much.
What I'm noticing now is like my legs are getting thinner. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
What's going on? You used to have like really, I mean, you know the term thick.
Right.
Right? Oh, she's always been a thick girl. Okay, I get it, but not so much anymore.
Not so much. So the nice thing is patients lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two. You can do it with our friends at Tri-Cities Weight Loss.
Yep, call them 509-410-0670. Mention Rick and Patty, and you can also visit online. It's tricitiesweightloss.com.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD. Make sure you have our free app for concert news, contests, and your favorite country everywhere you go.
And number one for New Country, it's 102.7 KORD. Rick and Patty, KORD. 46 degrees, cloudy skies. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. 824. Code again. What was that code again?
I don't know.
729. Code is
729?
729 right
Rick,
now.
Did you say 729?
729. There you go.
729.
This is our final week of the Cash Cow, so make sure you grab that code and good luck. 729. 729 right now. All right, other people's problems. Katie's got a situation going on in Moses Lake. What's going on with Katie this morning?
Well, she says she just turned 44, and she goes, I'm really starting to turn gray, and I've been coloring my hair for the past several years. Here's the deal. My girlfriends and I were out to lunch on Saturday. We got into an argument whether or not women should dye their hair after they start turning gray. Some of my friends say, yeah, go ahead and do it. And the others say, nope, you look ridiculous trying to hang on to your youth. What would you do if you were me? I'm single, so I do want to look my best. What's your opinion on this? Should I dye my hair or not? K Katie and Moses Lake.
Some people look amazing with gray hair. I think to me, if I could be a dude other than myself, George Clooney to me, I think is a great.
No, I like the salt and pepper difference.
Yeah. He totally looks like he's got it. And he uses a Flowbee. Look at that. Doesn't even pay $100 for a haircut. Does a Flowbee. All right, Katie. A lot of people are chiming in. What are they saying?
Ashley says, personal preference for sure. I don't think dyeing your hair is hanging on to youth. Just how you want your hair to look. Your hair, your choice.
I like that. Amy says, color or not, up to you, not friends, families, or coworkers. Do you like it? I'm trying to embrace my gray. I'm impatient. Tried to dye it gray and it didn't work. But my 89-year-old mother rocks her silver white gray hair. May I only be that lucky. And that's from Amy. Good point on that.
Michelle says, I'm gray. So is my coworker. We're constantly complimented on how beautiful our hair color is. You take care of it, which is easy and can be lovely. Budget friendly, too.
Yeah, Mary says, your hair, you do what you want to dye it or not. That's up to you. If so, great. Do it. If not great, don't do it. It's literally that simple for Mary. Yeah.
And Jen says, do what makes you feel comfortable and good about yourself. Do what makes you happy from Lisa. Kimberly says, your hair, your body, do what makes you feel confident and beautiful.
I like it. Maureen says, who cares? Sarah says, your friends sound weird. This is your decision, yours only. Barbie says, do what you want in the end. Wow, no brainer. So yeah, you're right on that. My mother-in-law looks great with the gray hair. She's in her late 70s. Megan's mom looks great. You can always remember that old adage where you could judge how someone's going to look by what their parents look like.
Yeah,
I'm like, Megan's mom looks good. So
did you say Delavan?
What Delavan say?
Do you? Yep. I was dyeing my beard for a while. Finally, just said nope. Let it go gray.
Devil, we've talked about this because it's weird when it doesn't match. And I mean, from a guy's standpoint, because there's only a couple guys in here. From a guy's standpoint, it's like
I've never even seen you with a beard. Can you grow one?
Of course I can. I have to shave every day. Yeah, what? You didn't realize?
Because my husband can't.
You didn't realize that?
No.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
man.
Have you not seen my son?
Yeah. I worked with a kid and I was like, one day it was like, just the next day I'd see him, I'm like, what the heck? You look like Grizzly Adams. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. So yeah.
No.
I can grow a full beard. It's too itchy, man. That's why I don't do it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Didn't you know that?
No.
Oh my gosh. When I have the goatee, they call me Evil Rick because I look like a bad guy. I look like a sinister bad guy with my goatee.
I've never seen it.
What? It just because it gets to a point where it's just so itchy. I'm like, oh, no, I got it. So yeah, I shave almost every day. I'd have a full beard if I didn't shave. Yeah, I'm a hair. Yeah,
I didn't know that. But and I have seen your son.
Yeah. Well, he's a Grizzly Adams.
Yeah,
he's a Grizzly Adams, and so was my dad. My dad's a Grizzly Adams. Oh yeah, my dad's a Grizzly Adams. He could literally shave his
beard. Husband can't.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah,
I think like he's not taking care of himself if he hasn't. How many days is that?
And also, interesting enough, is my hair is dark, but because of my dad who's a redhead, my beard will come in with
red.
With red compared,
really?
A reddish red. Reddish, along with, so it kind of doesn't, I don't know. But yeah, I start itching. I know.
I didn't know any of this.
Maybe someday. Yeah, I'm one of those guys who has to shave every day. So, all right. So what would you do in the situation? Do our best to solve it. Everybody's like, hey, who cares?
I know.
You do you, Katie. So chime in on it, 547-KORD. App chat us what you do in the situation. We want to know. Got Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you. And it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message. Or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.